I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, the Mountain Home Bombers are getting ready to kick off this ball game with the Greenwood Bulldogs. Jack Shaner will have the kicking duties to start the ball game for the Bombers. He is the directional style kicker. He'll be looking to pin Greenwood on the sidelines. Bulldogs, they are lining up short. They're just back man at the 20-yard line. They know that Shaner's not going to kick the ball deep, and he's getting ready to tee it up, has signaled the kicking team, and now has the directional kick. It's going to the far sideline. It's hauled in and stuck at the 30-yard line. That is Brody Patterson down there on the coverage for the Bombers. Tobias, nice start to start the ball game.
Brody makes an electrifying hit right off the bat there, Sonny. I mean, he just planted, ran right through him and planted him right back in the ground. Great way. That's the way to set the tone right off the bat.
Greenwood quickly to the line of scrimmage. LD Richmond out. He's ready to get the offense started. He's joined in the backfield by Hunter Wilkinson tonight. Twins to both sides. Now Wilkinson in motion to the right. Richmond to throw. He throws it out toward the sidelines. A little high, knocked away by Lawson Stockton. And now we have a penalty flag directly in the middle of the football field.
Lawson does a good job there. I mean, it hits him right in the hands. He knocks it down. Great play there by the senior.
Penalty on the Bulldogs. That is illegal man downfield on that pass attempt. Had a lineman release. That's going to cost them 5 yards back to the 25. So it'll be first and 15 from the 25. Richmond looks, surveys the defense. He's joined again by Wilkinson in the backfield. Twins to both sides. Drops to pass, looks to and fires to his left. And it's caught and taken out past the 30 to the 35. Quick hitter there, Tobias. And we're going to tell you right now, when they're on the far sidelines with these Greenwood uniforms, they're almost impossible to see their numbers.
We're going to be doing our best tonight to spot them. But
Tristan Hayes on the reception out to the 35. This time Richmond drops the snap on the ground, picks it up and runs. He's going to scramble and only get out to the 36-yard line. That's a one-yard gain.
Like we said, they like to go fast already back to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah, they'll get around to 36. Third and a short four for the Bulldogs after Richmond's one-yard run. Richmond in the shotgun. He's looking, and he's going to pass. Throwing quickly to his right, and it's caught. Mason Walker on the coverage. Pass hauled in by number two. That is Jace Strozier, who had some big receptions. That gets the first down, first and 10, out at the 41 for the Bulldogs. Richmond again looking to pass, firing to the right side, caught, going out to the 50, past the 50. He's down to the Mountain Home 49. That's Luke Brewer on the reception. Quick pickup and another first down with the 10-yard gain for the Bulldogs. Richmond back to the line of scrimmage, and he's taking the snap, and this time he's going to give it to Wilkinson, and he's going to run right up the middle for running room inside the 45. The 43 is down to about the 42. Tobias, this quick hitting offense, tough for the Bombers to get their bearings right now on defense.
It is. They're doing their best to get set, but they're having difficulties lining up right off the bat.
Richmond takes it, fires immediately to his right, now to the receiver. He catches it along the sidelines, takes it inside the 40. That's just like a long handoff, Tobias. That's going to get him down to the 39. 3-yard pass goes for a first down at the 39, and the Bulldogs are rolling with 10:17 left in the first quarter. Richmond in the backfield with Wilkinson, two receivers to each side. Richmond fakes, gives a fake signal, and then looks to the sideline, gets the call from the offensive coordinator. Now he's going to take it, and he's going to hand it off to Wilkinson around left end, up the middle, through the line of scrimmage, down into the secondary. He's going to be all the way down to the Mountain Home 26-yard line with a 13-yard pickup, Tobias.
Mason Walker making a touchdown-saving tackle right there.
Richmond back at the line with the Bulldogs, and he's going to hand it to Wilkinson again. Same spot, and this time Colby Lockhart just met him in the hole and stopped that play for no gain. Great job by Lockhart to read that play and respond.
Colby coming up with some aggression there, Sonny. I mean, that's how you want to hit the hole if you're playing defense. That's how they teach you. That's a great job.
Second and 9 for the Bulldogs. They spotted him down to the 25. Richmond looking to pass. Nowhere to go. Now he's scrambling to his right. He's going to fire deep, and he's got a man open at the end zone, and it's knocked away.
Mason Walker
knocks it away at the goal line. He had a man that got behind the coverage and was just kind of camped out. That actually was Wilkinson, who had released out of the backfield. Great job to respond to that. And now we'll see 3rd and 9.
Mason breaks down on the ball. I mean, Sonny, I thought he was going to try to go up and intercept it, and he went down and batted it down. But great job. Great defense there.
Flag on the play on the Bulldogs. It's going to be a 5-yard mark off back to the 31. Still be 2nd down, 2nd and 15 for the Bulldogs. Richmond ready to pass, and now he throws down the sideline deep and over his intended receiver. Boy, he was trying to hit Luke Brewer again. And Brewer, he did have a step.
Well, the reason he had a step there, Sonny, is Brewer pushed off Stockton right there. Got about 6 yards of separation, but he's pushing off that shoulder. That back judge's got to see that.
Waiting for the chain man to go ahead and flip the down marker. And now we have another penalty. This is a holding penalty on the Bulldogs. That's going to back them up 10 more yards. They'll take the ball all the way out to the 40. So it will be 2nd and 15. From the 40-yard line, and I don't think that's right. That's a lot longer than 14. And knocked away
Brock Bogey.
Called him by the wrong name. Bogey leaped up.
I think he was the most surprised guy in the stadium, Sonny. I mean, it hit him right in the chest, and he caught it and just smacking his hands. He's frustrated, but, man, what a great job knocking that down. We'll take it.
3rd and 25 now for the Bulldogs after the series of penalties. Richmond needs a long way to go, and he's in an empty backfield, three receivers to the left, two to the right. He's looking, firing down the sideline. He's got a receiver open. He makes the catch at the 25, breaks free, and is still running around, and finally dragged down. Zach Spaulding comes down the defensive from his defensive line position and is going to drag him down. He's going to get it back to the 25.
For our folks at home, he did about 4 or 5 spin moves there, Sonny, and then
pirouettes.
The defensive lineman had to come over and make the tackle.
4th down, and the offense is on the field. Richmond rolling to his right and looking to pass. He throws, and it is complete, but did he get the yardage? Stays in bounds. They're going to spot it. It's at about the 12. The Bombers think they've stopped him short.
Bombers football.
Yeah, pass complete to Brewer, but the Bombers come up big and stop him short of the first down to go marker. They're going to take over. That's a 12-yard pickup. Bombers 1st and 10 from their own 17 after the 4th down stand.
Great job by the defense there. Like we said, we want to control the clock from the beginning right there. You know, with 8:34 left, that's a lot of clock ran off the right there, Sonny.
Bombers line up. 2 men in the backfield right now. Hershberger and McKay. McKay puts it in Hershberger's belly. He runs right up the middle, and he's going to get out close to the 20 for a quick 3-yard pickup.
And we expect to see this tonight, a lot of run plays. And the Bombers definitely taking their time tonight.
Yeah, we will not see the Bombers hurrying to the line. Now they are huddled up. The receivers are not coming to the huddle. They're looking over at the sideline for the signal of the play.
a lot of advantages to this, too. You know, it gives your offensive line, you know, a chance to catch breath. I mean, there are advantages to going slow, even though we've seen them go fast most of the year.
Second and seven from the 20. The Bombers, two men in the backfield, trips to the right. McKay takes the snap, puts it in Hershberger's gut, pulls it and keeps it, and goes up the middle. And he's going to get about maybe a yard, maybe two, depending on the spot. But not a lot of running room there for McKay. It's going to bring up third and six for the Bombers from the 21-yard line. Mountain Home huddling up, taking a look very patiently at the sideline. See the play signaled in. Now we see some formation shifting. A little defensive substitution. The Bombers, again, trips to the right. A single receiver to the left. McKay and Hershberger in the backfield. Third down and six, and McKay is going to roll to his right, and he's going to fire, and the ball is tipped. His intended receiver was right at the sticks, going for Logan Walker. Defender come up big with the tip and forces an incompletion.
Yeah, one of those defensive linemen just got a hand on it, batted it down there.
Fourth and six from the 21, and the Bombers will be forced to punt for the first time tonight. 7:02 left in the first quarter. Definitely two teams with two different agendas, Tobias, on the timing tonight. We're going to see as many plays as we can from Greenwood, and we're going to see Mountain Home. And a booming punt comes off the foot of Tabor, but we have a flag. Illegal motion on the Bombers. That's going to back them up 5 yards for the illegal procedure and make it 4th and 11 from back at the 16.
Boy, Sonny, you hope Tabor didn't burn his best one right there. He boomed that thing. I mean, that thing, man, he smashed it.
Not 100% sure either what the motion was either. Mountain Home does bring a man usually in motion across the formation on the punt coverage team. It's something that most teams do not do. Tabor takes it, and he's going to kick it from his 7. Another high kick. Now, this one doesn't turn over quite as well. It's signals for a fair catch, and he'll pull it in at the Mountain Home 49-yard line, though. Nice punt. That's going to be the – let's see, Tobias, help me with math, buddy.
49?
No, it's at the 49. That's going to go for a 36-yard punt.
Oh, no.
That's the official yardage on that punt.
If I'm doing math, we're in trouble.
All right, first down and 10 for Greenwood. Richmond tap pass, takes it around left end. It's basically a short handoff. Caden Brown's going to pick up a few yards for the Bulldogs. Inside the 40, Bombers get him down at the 47 after a short 3-yard gain.
Colby Lockhart doing a good job flying down the line of scrimmage there and making that tackle, and then I think they had a few words after the play there.
That's about a 7-inch pass for 3 yards, and now we have a stoppage, have a man down on the far sideline. One of the Greenwood Bulldogs is down, training staff coming out. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live, not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
6:35 left in the first quarter, and the Greenwood player, that was Jeremiah Preston, the offensive lineman. He's being helped off the field with an apparent leg injury. Wish him the best. Greenwood back quickly to the line of scrimmage. Richmond fakes the snap, and now he's going to look over and get a signal from the coaching staff. He's going to make his play call. He's going to shift the running back to his right from the left, and he's going to look quickly to the right, and he's looking, surveying the field. No open receiver right now. The Bombers chasing him around the backfield. Now Richmond signals a guy to go deep, and now he's going to throw to him, and the ball is caught. Brody Patterson on the defense, a fantastic job, but that receiver did a fantastic job to haul in that catch. I believe that is number two, isn't it? Or is that two or 22?
It's going to be a first 10.
It'll be hard to see, but that is
Stroyser.
Yep, that will be number two, Jace Stroyser, first down at the 13. Richmond hands it off. Wilkinson looking for running room. He's going to turn it up inside and be met by a squadron of Bombers. Opa Valdez leading the charge for Mountain Home after the short gain.
Wilkinson,
he'll take the ball inside the 15. He's only going to pick up a yard to the 12. Second down and at 9. Throws it back to tunnel screen to the right. Receiver pulls it in, and he's going to weave his way inside the 10. And he is going to be down to about the 5. Boy, Tobias, that was quick stuff right there.
It is quick. I mean, they've got to run more plays than any other team in the state. I mean, this is the fastest we've seen all season.
Third down. They're going to hand it to Wilkinson right up the middle, and he's going to push his way into the end zone from 5 yards out. And just like that, with 5:11 left in the first quarter, Greenwood is out to a 6-0 lead over the Mountain Home Bombers.
And you hate that. You know, your defense played so well on that first drive and come out there and just gave up that one long pass play that really put them in a bad position.
On for the extra point. That is Luis Morales. He'll line up, and he puts the kick down, and now we have flags on the play. And we're going to look, and it's going to be an illegal procedure against the Bulldogs. They'll mark that back 5 yards, and Morales looks like he'll get ready to kick again. This time it'll be a 25-yard extra point. Wouldn't mind seeing him go awry, would you, Tobias?
No, it'd be nice to see him bounce one off the corner post here.
Morales showed a good leg in pregame warmups, and this time he kicks it good, and it's right down the middle. 5:11 left in the first half. 7-0 Greenwood. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office, located at 102 Highway 62 East, to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit deltabyways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, Morales kicks it down to the 10-yard line where Logan Walker takes in the ball and returns it out past the 25. Gets the Bombers decent field position, Tobias, for their second possession of the ball game. They're going to spot it at the 28-yard line. First down and 10, and this time Mountain Home, two men in the backfield. This is something we heard about this week. We're going to see Tabor will scoot back right now. He's in a king back slot with Hershberger. And the handoff is to Hershberger on a counter play, and he's going to get it across the 30. They'll give him the 31 on the 3-yard gain.
You know, Sonny, I love the old school football. I really like the counter play, and especially if you're trying to control the clock. That's a great play to really get some positive yardage while being able to keep that clock running.
Trying to use that defensive aggressiveness against them. 4:40 left in the first quarter. The Bombers tonight, they are looking over, surveying everything carefully, running down that play clock, not really heading to the line of scrimmage till about 10 to go. Hershberger and McKay in the backfield. McKay in the shotgun. Twins to both sides. He hands it off again. This time, Hershberger's got some running room up the right side. He's following the block of Cody Abel, and he's going to get it out to about the 35, maybe the 36. Nice little pickup there. They'll give him the 36, a five-yard run. Tobias, you know, it's bring up a third and a long two, or third and two, but just a whole different feel with the Bombers with this more patient offense.
It is. I think they're struggling to get used to it, too. A lot of waiting and looking there on the sidelines. But, you know, what's positive there is the offensive line. I mean, we're getting some movement up front already, proof by that five-yard gain.
Third down and two from the 36-yard line. Bombers. Bombers McKay, he's going to hand it off, and he's going to keep it and pull it out. He's got some running room. He's up the left side. He's got big running room across the 50, the 40, the 30. One man to beat, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Bombers!
McKay in a foot race, Sonny, 5 yards out in front of him. What a run.
That is those awesome feet of Bryce McKay. He got loose around the right end, saw some daylight, was able to hustle down the field and outrun the defense. And just like that, with 3:24, Mountain Home has an opportunity to tie the ball game with the extra point on that 64-yard touchdown run from Bryce McKay.
Wow, and what an answer. We're looking around. We're on the home side tonight, and look around. A lot of stunned faces here in Greenwood as we kick this one off tonight.
You know, we went to the break, and you're like, how do the Bombers respond? Well, they responded quite well when Bryce McKay makes them pay like that.
That's right.
Tabor on for the extra point. Let's see if Mountain Home draws a penalty like they always do. Yes. And, yes, they did. Greenwood jumps on that first movement. And guess what? We'll take the one-yard penalty, and we'll just go ahead and kick it again. Well, you've seen that every game that you've been with me, and I think we've seen it every game this season. 12 games deep, all this. Now they're having a little talk.
I like this. I like that move.
They're going to switch the call. They're going to call Mountain Home for an illegal procedure on that. And that's the one thing that has popped up is, like, what is that going to be? There's been a lot of speculation of, well, the offense is doing something to deceive the defenders. So now Tabor will get his chance to kick a 25-yard extra point in an attempt to tie the ball game. Snap is down. Kick is up, got air under it, and it actually pushes wide to the right. 3:24 left in the first quarter. Greenwood 7, Mountain Home 6. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net, because life is meant to be enjoyed.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Greenwood, Bombers, they score a touchdown, and they miss the extra point, so now they trail the Bulldogs 7-6, 3:24 left in the first quarter. Jack Shaner again coming out to kick off for the Bombers, carefully placing that ball on the tee. Again, he is a directional kicking specialist. Bombers looking to pin that ball on the sideline and negate the large returns. This time, the kick is to Shaner's right. It is fielded at the 28, and he's got some running room up the left side, the 40 to the 50. He is going to have one man to beat, and he beats Shaner, and he's trying to run it all the way back, and he does. That is a touchdown for the Bulldogs, and definitely not what the Bombers were looking for.
There's a flag on the field.
That was Brewers. They're going to get negated by the penalty. The penalty is at the midfield stripe. That's kind of the area that you would suspect some kind of call on Greenwood. They're pointing now that bring the ball back. That touchdown is going to come off the board, and the Bombers, they dodge a bullet there.
They wasted a firework, Sonny, and hate that for them. I'd in a touchdown situation, I'd always make sure there's laundry before I fired the cannons.
Wasn't any laundry, right?
That's right.
That is a holding call on the Bulldogs, and it's going to mark them back to the 39-yard line. First and 10, Greenwood. LD Richmond, he's the trigger man of this high-powered offense, and he is in the backfield alone. He's going to take a direct snap and head right up the middle. He's going to get across the 40, 43 out to the 45 and fall forward. He's going to get all the way out to the 47, 8 yards. Calls his own number, Tobias, and catches Mount Hope looking outside.
Then we're seeing some pretty significant double teams up front against our defensive line. They need to fight a little harder to get down.
This time Wilkinson joins him in the backfield. Richmond takes the snap, and he's going to hand it to Wilkinson right up the gut. Across the 50, and he breaks through, and he's headed to the end zone. The 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Looked like he was going to be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Wiggled his way through, Tobias, and it was off to the races.
Yeah, he finds a seam there and just takes off. I mean, he's got a lot of speed. We knew we'd see this tonight. We just hoped we wouldn't see it so early.
A 53-yard touchdown run with 2:39 left to play in the first quarter sends the Greenwood lead to 13-6. Morales is on for the extra point kick. Kick is up, and it's good right down the middle. And with 2:39 left in the first quarter, your Mountain Home Bombers trail the Greenwood Bulldogs 14-6. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, where we've seen two touchdowns in just over 3.5 minutes. Greenwood gets on the board first on a 5-yard touchdown run by Wilkinson. Bombers counter with a 64-yard run by McKay. And now we see a 53-yard score by Wilkinson. Morales makes both kicks, and the Bulldogs lead 14-6. Morales' kick will fly into the end zone for the touchback. First and 10, Mountain Home from their own 20-yard line, 2:39 left in the first quarter. Tobias, you've got to have an answer to you had your big score answered with their own quick score, and you kind of want to get some kind of hold back on this game, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to at this point. But impressed there by the leg of Morales. That hit about the middle of the end zone. That's an impressive kick.
Again, handoff to Hershberger. He's met in the backfield and driven back. He's going to squirm his way forward and fall forward for a very short gain. It's a lot of work for a very short yardage. That time Greenwood knifed their way through. They're going to stop him for a 1-yard gain out to the 21. What kind of defense are you seeing out of the Bulldogs on their defensive line there, Tobias?
You know, just that standard four-man front, a couple linebackers there running around, and, you know, nothing real special, really, Sonny.
All right, twins to the left, single man to the right. This time McKay's going to keep it, and he's going to go right around right in, looking for running room, and not much there. He's going to get out to the 23 for a very short 2-yard gain. And, again, the Bombers behind the chains, third and 6, a lot longer than you'd like to have on third down.
Yeah, that time they walked a man up there on the play side and just blew that one up.
Again, the Bombers tonight playing much slower with the football, trying to control the clock, dictate the tempo to the fast-paced Bulldogs. Bombers 14 seconds still left on the play clock. They haven't broke the huddle. Now they will. It is going to be twin receivers to McKay's left. Now trips as he comes in motion to Tabor. And they're looking. He's going to throw it out to Tabor short for a loss. And he is smothered by a trio of defenders led by Colin Daggett from the defensive back. They're going to throw him for a loss.
Tabor makes Daggett pay there as he lowers his shoulder. That's one thing I love about Tabor. He does not shy on contact. He'll lower that shoulder. It's almost like he looks for it. And it's always fun once he catches that ball to watch what he's getting ready to do.
They're going
to
give Tabor the line of scrimmage for no gain on that pass completion, but the Bombers will be forced to punt fourth and six from their own, fourth and seven from the 23. Tabor is back. He's got his heels at the 11-yard line. Snap is good. He picks it up, and he kicks a low line drive. This one snagged by the return man. He's got it, and he's got running room across the 50, the 40, the 35, the 30. One man to beat, and Tabor is the man that's playing deep safety, and he's going to bring him down at the Mountain Home 30-yard line.
On the punt return.
We've got some laundry flying there. Looks like there might be some jabbing and pushing after the play.
Yeah, that's a little bit of I'm kind of frustrated.
Yeah, over there on that sideline, it always get ugly real fast there when you got a bunch of players standing around yelling in your ear.
I believe that was Jaden Jasna on the return, number three. So this penalty is also going to be against the Bulldogs. Number 63 got the flag.
It's Ty Cowan.
They're going to mark that back. Greenwood's going to start this drive instead at about the Mountain Home 46-yard line. So penalty helps the Bombers out. First and 10, the 46, just 15 seconds left to go in the first quarter. And you know Tobias Greenwood's not going to run this clock out.
Oh,
so
no.
They're going to snap the ball.
They're
going to
make use of every one of them 15 seconds.
Brewer and Wilkinson in the backfield with Richmond. Now Brewer comes in motion. Wilkinson takes the snap. He's looking to his right. Now back to the left. Flushed out of the pocket by Opa Valdez, but he's going to keep it, and he's going to scramble ahead and pick up a couple of yards.
Richmond
is going to be spotted out to the 42-yard line. That is a pickup of four, and Tobias still 8 seconds left in this first quarter after the quick scramble from Richmond. Richmond again quickly to the line of scrimmage. He's in the backfield with Wilkinson. He's going to turn and fire quickly out to Strozier, who hauls it in, and he's be wrapped up by several Bombers at the 40-yard line. That's a quick 2-yard pass to Jason Strozier, and that is going to be the final play of the first quarter. One quarter in the books from Greenwood. The homestanding Greenwood Bulldogs lead your Mountain Home Bombers 14-6. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you.
Whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.